Florida's Medicaid enrollment increased by nearly 5% in April and about 3.5% in May. As Health News Florida's Delina Miller reports, the program needs more money to sustain that growth.
Unprecedented job loss due to the coronavirus means that more people across the country have enrolled in the nation's largest health care insurance safety net program. Ann Swerlick is with the Florida Policy Institute. She says states are going to need more help paying for that.
We're going to need some more help at the federal level to preserve the program, and we need it urgently.
The National Governors Association recently asked Congress for a 12% increase in Medicaid funding to states, similar to the funds many states received under the 2009 American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. States did receive a 6% increase in Medicaid dollars through the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, but Swerlick says this falls short of what they will need in the long term. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.